From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Embattled Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick has been charged with perjury and other crimes. Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy made the announcement at a press conference this morning.
Today we have filed a 12-count criminal information that contains charges against Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick and Christine Beattie. In count one, we charge both of them with conspiracy to obstruct justice, a 5-year felony. That count states that they did unlawfully conspire, combine, confederate, and agree together with each other and others to commit the following listed offense, obstruction of justice.
Kilpatrick came under scrutiny in January after the Detroit Free Press published racy text messages he and his aide exchanged. The flirty text messages contradicted testimony Kilpatrick and the aide gave in a lawsuit that produced a multi-million-dollar settlement. The Detroit City Charter says any elected official convicted of a felony has to be removed from office. Joining me now, we've got Jerome Vaughn. He's the program news director at NPR's Detroit affiliate, WDET. Jerome, great to have you on again.
Thanks, Ryan.
So it has been a big day already. And, you know, basically, Kim Worthy, the Wayne County prosecutor, said that Kilpatrick's position shouldn't influence whether he's prosecuted. Let's hear what she had to say.
The blindfold that she wears does not mean that we turn a blind eye or give a wink and a nod, no matter how inconsequential that some may think that may be, to crimes committed by a person who has means, political power, a name, or influence. If that is done, the process is not fair or impartial.
Jerome, two things. One, which do you think is the most significant charge against the mayor? And two, just fill us in very briefly on the whole background of the lawsuit. And, you know, it's a sort of tangled case that involves the scintillation of sex, but that's not really what these charges are about.
No, really, the story goes back a long way. And basically, there was a lawsuit a few years last year about whistleblowers. A few police officers say they were unjustly fired for investigating some allegations of wrongdoing on the part of the mayor's executive protection staff. And as this tale unfolded, it seems to show that the mayor and his administration had some concern about if these officers investigated those allegations about the executive protection staff, they might find out about the mayor's alleged affair. And so that's sort of the soap opera that began this whole thing. The mayor settled the case for, more than $8 million last year. It happened quickly, and people started asking questions at that time. Why did he settle for basically what the officers were asking for? And what no one knew at the time were the lawyer for the officers had these text messages. He brought that attention to the mayor's lawyers, and the mayor's lawyers said, we'll settle it. Over the past few months, the Detroit Free Press published some of these text messages, and we were off to the races from there.
When you think about what's unfolded already, the mayor has said that he's not going to resign. Did that take you personally by surprise? And what do you think, what situation does this put the city of Detroit into to have this be ongoing? Some people have asked, through resolutions or simply, informally that he resign. That's not the case. What turmoil does that throw the city into?
I think that's an excellent point. The mayor has said repeatedly he's not going to resign. The way that he's phrased it to Detroit residents is, I would never quit on you. And so he says that he's on a mission from God to run the city, to make it all that it can be. And many pundits have said if that's something he actually believes, that it would be almost impossible to get him to resign because he feels like his charge to run the city is not just from the citizens of Detroit, but from on high. What it's done is it's really split the metro region, people very staunchly pro-Kilpatrick, others very staunchly anti-Kilpatrick. And the question is, now that he's been charged, how is it going to play out in the business community? He's already lost some business support. Other people are afraid that this means he won't have the same clout in trying to bring development to Detroit and trying to work out political deals. People will wonder if they can trust the mayor.
Well, Jerome, thank you, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you again soon.
My pleasure.
WDET Program News Director Jerome Vaughn joined us from Detroit by phone.